At home, at school, in the neighborhood, WHYY is asking children, parents, and experts what kids need to be healthy. And we're sending out reporters to cover modern kids better. But as Jen Kinney found out for WHYY News, one group of family members often goes overlooked: siblings.
When he was using heroin, his life spiraling, Zachary Romaine's whole family felt like they were spiraling too. He started using at 16, got kicked out of the army, and then his mother's house in Franklinville, New Jersey. Everyone was affected, including Zach's younger sister, Sarah Romaine, who was 15 when Zach started. He would steal from her.
Broken through my window and stole everything, like anything that was like important to me.
Their relationship started to fall apart.
My sister pretty much didn't talk to me at all. Like, I asked her questions, she wouldn't even acknowledge me.
Though the opioid crisis has brought addiction and recovery into thousands of homes across the country, many still feel they are grappling with it alone. And the adolescent siblings of addicted people may feel more alone than most. There are support groups for parents with addicted children, for children with addicted parents, but little support for young people dealing with a sibling's addiction.
Watching a sibling go through these kinds of crises, tremendously painful, tremendously frightening. It does a tremendous amount of damage to their idea about how relationships should work.
Dr. Tim Portinga is a psychologist at the Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation, a nonprofit addiction treatment provider with sites in 7 states. Portinga says siblings are affected in many ways. They may feel embarrassed by their addicted sibling or lonely when that person drops out of their life.
But the basic thing keeps coming back to the trust that's broken. So siblings build up these defenses against building relationships. They have really complicated ideas about what a brother or sister should be or could be.
Some might try to play the role of parent for a sibling that's struggling. Others may feel resentful that so much of their parents' attention is suddenly focused on the sibling in crisis. And sometimes siblings can influence each other's substance abuse.
A particularly painful thing. I often hear stories amongst my own clients about how their first using experiences happened with a brother or sister.
That's what happened with Zach and his older brother, Scott. Scott brought Zach to his first parties where he tried weed and alcohol. Zach introduced Scott to the pain pills he was stealing from the family medicine cabinet. Now Zach and Sarah are in their early 20s. Scott is almost 30. Since Zach went to rehab last year and Scott is still using, their relationship hasn't recovered.
I get angry at him for putting my family through what he was doing, but I did the same exact thing.
Sarah hasn't talked to Scott in 2 years since he overdosed outside their family home 2 days before Christmas. But she can't avoid Zach, who moved back in with her and her mom after leaving rehab last year.
I wasn't exactly the happiest about it, but I was a little more optimistic because I knew he was trying. But, I mean, I got locked through my doors and everything. That's definitely a fact.
At first, Sarah was hesitant to talk for this story. She resents how Zach leans on their mother.
Like, who'll say, like, I'll kill myself if you don't give me $10. Like, how can you say that to your mom?
And she worried she'd sound insensitive talking about her brother this way. By now, she's just sort of numb to it all.
Ugh, I'm just ready for him to, like, just, like, kind of move on. It's just, like, hard to watch at this point. Like, it's just, like, do it for everybody else.
Zach says by refusing to indulge his bad behavior, Sarah is actually doing the right thing. Once, after he overdosed, Zach tried to make amends.
I was like, I don't want things to go the way they did before, and I don't want to not talk to you again because I love you, and I just want you to understand. And, you know, today she's the godmother of my daughter, and it just makes me happy, really happy. And even though I wish my brother was here too.
But until Scott stops using, Zach doesn't know if that'll happen. Some relationships, he says, you don't get back. And they can be so fragile. Just days after Sarah finally agreed to talk for this story, Zach relapsed after nearly a year sober. Sarah was the one who found him, needle still in his arm, and Sarah was the one to rip it out. For WHYY News, I'm Jen Kinney.